Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, some people say he was born on the bayou. We're talking about Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana. His reports are sponsored each week by CETO. Robbie Campo was talking about him earlier. CETO members get free towing, 24/7 expert service nationwide, no matter where you are. They'll bring you fuel if you run short on fuel, jumpstart you for electrical problems, dock-to-dock towing, and it's on every boat you own or borrow. And it's called CETO, and it's like having a policy. You know, it's similar to AAA, but on the water. And if you want to get signed up, Chris is and Colleen Orfanello, they're some of the local franchise holders. You can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. All the years they've been sponsoring this report, and I've had CETO, never had a complaint from anyone. You can join up by calling Captain Chris or just go to CETO.com for your area and find a location to sign up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, how fearful are you of these winds that are forecast putting us in a small craft advisory this weekend?
I'm going to stay on my couch.
That could be a good choice this morning. But up until this time, you had to have some good, great days out there.
Yes, Don. All week has been very productive. Just having to go right in Lake Pontchartrain, you might move around several times while you're in the lake, you know, trying to play the tide. But it's been productive. Nice, beautiful trout being caught. Still seeing some flounder, you know, the occasional drum, the occasional redfish. The catfish have almost become a staple. You're going to catch some catfish if you go out there and fish for any length of time. Even caught catfish on plastics occasionally. You don't catch many on plastics, but it's not uncommon to catch one here or there on plastics. It's been a good week up until yesterday. Once that wind started, it really became a grind, and the best thing to do was to just kind of sit and wait them out. I didn't see many good catches yesterday. There were a few, but it was just a tough day yesterday, and that certainly played into my decision to rearrange and regroup and reschedule tomorrow's trip for another time.
Yep, I think you're making a wise decision. Mike, I got something to add to your report, too, because I get a lot of questions about this. The Lake Pontchartrain Causeway, of course, this is not going to apply this weekend because it's pretty much wide open water out there. But the guys trolling the causeway, particularly in North Shore from about 6 miles out going further to the south, they've been picking up some nice big redfish, a school of big reds over there, and plenty of speckled trout. And they're using the name escapes me right now, the popular bait, everybody, the Rapala. You know, they're pulling those on with the lead core line, the rattle trap, exactly. And they're picking up some nice fish on that bridge.
That's good news to hear, Don. If you remember, we had a fairly slow fall fishing at the bridges, and you know, that's uncommon. Generally, our fishing in the fall is really good on the bridges. It's similar to springtime fishing, but we did not have a very good fall fishing, and made me wonder why. You know, I'm always theorizing on something. So the only thing that I could come up with is we did have higher salinities in the lake last year than we normally do because the Mississippi River was so low. And we also know that white shrimp prefer fresher water. And I just figured that fresher water was further west in Lake Pontchartrain, maybe, say, between the Causeway and Lake Maurepas. So if the trout followed the shrimp and the shrimp went further west, they just didn't hang around the bridges as they normally do. And I thought we'd have a good spring when they start migrating their way back out. So it's good to hear that there's some trout being caught on the Causeway, because those trout are still making their way eastward to spawn. And obviously when they pass by us, we have the opportunity to catch them.
Well, technically, they're not being caught on the Causeway. It's underneath, you know, in the water by the bridge pond. You know,
nearby.
Mike, Professor Gallo, I think you're right on target with your theory about the fish moving east and west and the times of the year and what dictates that they do that. So I think we've got a good summer and fall ahead of us for the speckled trout and even some of the other species, the flounder. And it's unusual to catch redfish this time of the year on the Causeway, but there's evidently a nice pot of them out there.
I've heard of redfish being caught in the lake around the Causeway before. It's not a species that we typically target in the lake, but of course, you know, they're fun to catch, take a nice picture of those big redfish, those big bulls, and then generally we release them. We want them to spawn and make the slot size redfish that we really enjoy, both on the table and on the end of your rod.
You know, there's an artificial reef pretty close to the Causeway on the east side of the bridge, and I don't hear very much. It may be a best-kept secret, or maybe there's just nothing there, but I'd like, if someone has fished it and they've had some success, to please let me know. It's kind of like that reef over there where you fish most of the time by the Twin Span and the I-10 bridge, and you just don't hear much about it, but, you know, some people crack the code on them, I guess.
Yeah, the two reefs that we have between the Highway 11 bridge and the I-10 bridge, you rarely see people fishing them, although they can be very productive. It's just you need to fish them with a slip cork so you don't hang up on the rubble that makes up the reef. But they can be very productive. I've caught fish there on several occasions.
Mike, if somebody wants to check with you, you're going to be available to talk on the phone, like Daryl Carpenter was saying. Tell people how to get a hold of you and find out more about Angling Adventures of Louisiana and the lodging that you provide and how many boats and what size groups and what they can expect to catch.
Very simple, Don. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Angling Adventures on social media platforms. Or you can call on the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, make that phone ring. Of course, phones don't ring anymore, do they? They have all kind of different
things. They do all sorts
tones.
Of things. They buzz, they vibrate.
All right, Captain Mike, look forward to our next trip with you and talking to you next Saturday morning.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then, and hopefully it's not near as windy.
Yeah, please. All right, when we come back after this, Captain Eric Mohabarak, he's our Captain Quint of Jaws Lookalike. We're going to check in with him, get a Paddlepalooza update, and also find out about maybe some areas during these high winds you can take a kayak in and put a few fish in it. Back with his report after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.